We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Also think Chapman is a buster type of a guy. The way he goes about it and all that. But if Chapman is going to be your 3-4-5 hitter, which is what he's been basically for the Giants all year as they've changed all these different lineups, like, ideally he's a 6 hitter. Like, that's really, really want him. You want him as like a 5-6-7 hitter. And I think before the Ryan McMahon trade, I was like, Yankees, you know, he'd be a perfect Yankee. They've been looking for a third baseman forever.
Yeah.
Now I'm sitting here, I'm like, I know the Astros have been very odd with some of their money decisions. They were afraid to pay Kyle Tucker. They needed a third baseman. That's why they made the trade with the Cubs. And now I'm sitting here and I'm saying, like, I mean, is that a team, as they let Bregman walk, is that a team that might look at Matt Chapman? I know that's signaling something different to people out there, but, like, I think these are the kind of creative trades where everything needs to be on the table for this team. If they really want to get over the hump, I don't think you can, you know, thumb your nose at any of these deals.
Well, this is from the 510. This, to me, would be the extreme example of that sort of approach, and it's from the Boxer and Grusin Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, in regards to Chapman, he's the least clutch hitter of all time. It's a little extreme.
That's extreme.
Devers can go, can't hit a fastball. To me, again, that sort of flies in the face of what Posey's been trying to establish, which is getting this team to establish their players, their core, their talent. Chapman, is he a great player right now? Probably not. But he's still one of the most solid players you have.
Matt Chapman is a really good winning baseball player. I agree.
Rafael Devers, though he hasn't hit, is a winning baseball player. And that's why, again, they have effectively thrown the towel in for this season. But I also believe that baseball, it's a game and it's a law of averages. If you bring the core back next year, I'm not talking about the whole team, you don't run it back.
But Adamas Chapman
Devers. If you want to throw Lee in there, you can. But that three, that three right there, I think you got something there. And to me, not that they'd be off the table if you could get, if you could get the world for them. Maybe you think about it, but Buster Posey is looking at, I think, how to supplement those guys as opposed to taking offers for them.
If I ask Giants fans today,
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's an offer on the deal for a bunch of prospects. We're going hypothetical. And Rafi Devers is involved. Is it no go? Or are you listening? The fact that I'm even suggesting that a month and a half afterwards is kind of insane.
But why? I guess I would ask why you feel that way.
Because I think that when we made the move, we were thinking like, hey, we're closer than we are. And now that I'm looking at it today, we have significantly more holes than even I thought. And I think that the rebuild is like, we're in a rebuild. We're not in a contention mode. We're just not.
I kind of disagree. Like a rebuild, really?
Right field's up in the air. I don't know about center field. Like I really don't. I have my own doubts. Second base is up in the air. First base currently is kind of up in the air, even though you have Devers there, which kind of explains why I'm in this position. Catcher's up in the air. Three pitching spots in my rotation are up in the air, and that's with Robbie Ray on the team. Closer, if you trade him away, might be up in there. That's a lot of holes. That's a lot of holes to fill. I don't know, man. I just wonder, like, is Devers already untouchable for most Giants fans? I think that the number is actually closer to 50-50 than people want to admit.
I mean, then why'd you trade for him in the first place?
Because we were so desperate to finally get a middle-of-the-order bat under team control because we failed for 15 years.
And after a couple months of bad baseball, you'd be willing to give up on it?
Yeah, I just think
no. Like I hear what you're saying. Everything's on the table, but to me, I just think that to me would be Buster Posey overreacting to what he's seen for a couple of months. You acquired Devers for 8 years.
I know. And how are you feeling? Like 2 months in?
Not great.
Do you feel comfortable?
No, but again, That's what's been so confounding to me. Again, we went through the list of trades of star players that have gotten to different teams. The only guy who hasn't succeeded immediately was Lindor of the list of the last 5 years we talked about. Mookie, Tucker, Arenado, Corbin Burns, and the list goes on. My point is, I have to assume that he's going to hit like the player that he's been for his entire career and not the player he's been for 2 months.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Otherwise, why did you make the trade in the first place?
Because those guys, Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, were doing nothing for you. They were. Like, Jordan Hicks sucked. Like, let's call it what it is. He sucked. And he was super disrespectful to a lot of people in the bullpen, from my understandings. And it just wasn't a great teammate. Nor a great person, but he sucked. Like, let's just call it what it is. Like, the guy thinks he's a starter. He's a reliever. He wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Like, they were doing nothing with him.
I'm with you.
Okay?
With
and, like, you. It was pennies on the dollar. Like, that's all. Pennies on the dollar. But that being said, I like Devers. But the fact that he can't play a defensive position currently is a big part of this. And the fact that your number one prospect plays the same position as him defensively is a big part of this. If you didn't have Bryce Eldridge, I wouldn't even think of it this way.
Well, I think Bryce Eldridge is going to be good too, but I can't assume that Bryce Eldridge is going to come up and become what Rafael Devers is.
No doubt. No, I agree with you there. I mean, look, No, if he
he's got a ton of power, but also it. I hate to be that guy, but like, and I know they're in different stratospheres. Carson Wisenhunt is your number two prospect.
Well, he has struggled like crazy all year.
And he doesn't look like he's going to be anything close to a future Cy Young winner.
I learned my lesson with Kyle Harrison, who was the number one or number two left-handed starter in minor league, you know, baseball. The guy was a long ways away. Didn't we learn our lesson with Luciano? There are no saviors. I'm just saying, like, how I view Devers, like, the whole Bryce hype is kind of baked into it a little. Like, I think you have to have that kind of, you know, not caution, but... You have to, you know, think about it, right?
See, I want Eldridge in the same lineup as Rafael Devers. I want him to hit alongside him.
I would too. But would you also agree that we also thought that Rafi could play a little bit of first base better than what we've seen? That he could just play DH and be happy with it. Now it kind of feels like, nah, he wants to play in the field. We're kind of under the understanding he wants to play in the field.
Yeah, but also, I don't know if Eldridge is a good first baseman. He started playing the position a little over a year ago. So
that is to be determined as well. I agree.
Yeah, no, look, there's a lot of question marks. What we're trying to get into now is what the Giants need to do, they should do on deadline day. Who do you want to see traded? Who do you want to go? 888-957-9570. Let's talk to Dave, who's in Fremont. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning. Good conversations, as always. Real quick, like if we're gonna sell and try to trade, like, you know, the Chapmans and Devers and stuff like that, I think we have to have a goal of what we want in return. You know, we know that Farhan didn't do a really good job of bolstering the farm system. So I think if you're gonna go out and look to deal, like, you know, a Chapman and those types of guys, even a Verlander, if you can get a couple of prospects for him, I think that's what our goal is. If we're going to be trading guys like that. And if you're going to trade Devers after, you know, all the hype and everything that happened after we dealt for him, you know, everybody's saying, you know, we've been waiting for a middle of an order bat like this for a long time, somebody who's under team control. If you're even going to think about trading him right now again after everything, you got to try to get back at least the team's number one, two, and three prospects. Like, there's no way you can try to trade Devers and not get anything like that
return. Dave, honestly, I'll let you finish here. I think it's more the fact that I even have to think about it is sad to me, I guess, is where I'm at. The fact that I'm even considering that is the part that I'm most sad about.
Absolutely. And I mean, think about where we were at when we traded for him.
I know.
You know what I mean? You had all the guys showed up for the, you know, the press conference. There was all this buzz and stuff like that. We were, teetering right around like 10 games over, you know, 500. We were all talking about, like, you know, let's go get another, you know, quality starting pitcher and let's, you know, really go after this thing. You know what the worst part about all of this is too, is that the Dodgers are playing like absolute garbage right now.
I know.
They're playing the worst baseball they've played in a really long time, and we are just absolutely just, yeah. One thing I did want to say real quick, and I'm not even gonna try to get myself taken off the air. But one thing I did want to say really quick before it kind of seems like we're throwing up the white flag, I would have liked to see them get a little creative and try to maybe move like a Flores and then bring up Eldridge, let him play first base, but Rafi at DH, let Chapman play third, and then here's what I would do. You have a whole season right now and an off season to work with Devers at first base. Yaz is going to be a free agent. He's going to work with Eldridge all year in the off season at trying to play the outfield, because you know what? When you go 0-28 with runners in scoring position, call up your best prospect, because guess what? You're not going to get any worse. Love y'all.
Good call.
Have a good day.
Good call.
All right.
Well, there's this like train of thought about these prospects. Like, you called up Joey Bart too soon. It's like, all right, we've now kind of seen Joey Bart at the big league level for a couple years. Do we really think he was 6 months of development away from being Johnny Bench?
No.
Right?
No. Like, obviously not.
No. Like, you kind of are what you are. That doesn't mean you can't get better.
He's
that,
drawing trade interest, by the way.
Who is?
Joey Bart.
They could help the Giants.
Was there a reunion?
Had to have Tom Murphy. I mean, Jesus, don't even start me. But like,
you started you.
There's this train of thought that, like, you can't ruin Bryce Eldridge. What if they called him up for a week or two after the deadline? And even if he struggles a little, like, is the shine really that far off him?
No, no. Look, I think the worst this thing gets, the closer they are to calling up Eldridge. We've already seen Wisenhunt. Like, to me, if I had a list of priorities for today,
yeah.
If I'm Buster Posey, got my president of baseball operations hat on, I am trying to move, number one, Justin Verlander. He has
no
trade clause.
That's not getting you anything, but yeah.
But he can get you something. I'm trying to move, I'll put him in the same category. Yastrzemski and Flores.
Yeah, again, probably those are just offloading, but keep going.
Well, you're offloading, but you're also creating room.
That's the thing for me.
Which is also a part of the Verlander getting rid of him. Like, to me, there are people that I would rather see what they have than another 10 meaningless starts of Justin Verlander. So that's part of it. Like, Verlander, Yaz, and Flores are all about, yes, you maybe you get something, maybe you don't, but you're clearing space for your younger guys. And then the third one, the guy who I would legitimately think about trading, is Camilo Doval. Because I think the Giants would be able to sustain the loss of a back-end power elite arm, if you want to put Doval in that category, for not just the remainder of this season, but even next season. Because I think Rodriguez has a chance to take a step. I think Ryan Walker has had elite years in him before and could potentially be an elite setup man once again. I think their bullpen is a position of strength, and that's why I would deal from it. But to me, the Verlander, Flores, Yaz, like, let's see Eldridge get some at-bats. Let's see someone in AAA get some ABs in right field.
So then let's talk about the big dogs. Jung-Hoo Lee, Robbie Ray. Where are you at on those two deals?
Jung-Hoo Lee is a tough one because I don't know what you could get for him. Like, and to be fair, he is a good defensive center fielder. And you don't, again, if you get rid of him, then you're trying to fill his place. Like, and I don't think that the Giants are looking at next season like they want to take a big step back. If I can go find a better center fielder, sure, let's think about it. If you think that the Giants can go and acquire one in free agency, let's think about dealing him. But until then, I hate to say it, but Jung-Hoo Lee is going to be on this team. And Robbie Ray is an interesting one, but I think that I would keep him because I can always deal him next year. And if things go really poorly, teams are going to need left-handed starting pitching. And I just think that the Giants would be able to deal him now as well as later. And next year, you hope you bring back a good team and you compete and try and get to the wild card or, God forbid, win the challenge for the division.
It's just, to the caller's point, like, seeing the Dodgers be as bad as they've been this year, God, if we were just a little better. I mean, just a little better if ever there was a year. Mookie Betts having an awful year by his standards. Awful.
Yeah, he's been terrible.
And he'd still be one of the best Giants by the metrics. It's very frustrating right now. And I think the Jung-Hoo Lee thing, I think he's an all right defender. I don't think he's elite in terms of his first step. He has not taken control out there like I want.
But again, like,
he's
I'm trying
good.
To think about. So,
he's
if,
good
if you trade a guy for prospects, how are you going to replace them? And I know that Jung-Hoo Lee is not the sexiest player. I know Ramos.
No,
isn't the sexiest.
I will give you this.
But
he
how
is
am I
going to
replace those guys?
They are big league players.
I mean, they are. And yeah, you can take the All Star off the table. Like, Ramos on a good team is still a five or a six hitter. Like,
he, in a perfect
world, would be the Giants' Teoscar Hernandez.
Yes,
like, that's who he could potentially become one day, a guy that's going to give you 25 to 30 home runs, not be a very good outfielder, but still be a solid bat towards the back end or middle part of your order.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, though. When you go up and down the lineup, there are too many either one-way players or too many guys with redundant skill sets. And that's why I think they need to make moves to get some juice. They need to get some juice. And what I mean by juice, athleticism, that has been the calling card that they've been yelling about for 5 years, and we still have yet to get it. I think as I look at the Jung-Hoo Lee thing, the biggest disappointment on this team is the fact that he has not been the athlete on the bases or the speedster or the catalyst at the top of the lineup that we all envisioned.
No, and on a good team, he's probably hitting 8 or 9.
Yes.
On a good team, on a playoff team, of which the Giants currently are not. You know, but again, I guess I'm looking at not necessarily subtracting all of it. I think what Buster Posey is trying to accomplish at this deadline is threading a bit of a needle. He's trying to relieve dead weight, but he's also got an eye on next season because, I think he was forced to give up on this team. Not give up, essentially, but refuse to buy. But I don't think he, in his heart of hearts, believes this team is this poor. I mean, they have been the worst team in baseball, and I don't think it's crazy to believe that next season, when you bring back your core, you're still going to have, if you don't trade Ray, a couple of horses up top. You know you still have a good bullpen. That's a team that can compete. But I think that Buster Posey is looking to build, not to sell.
So it's funny that you, like, and I've kind of fallen into this trap, like the core of Adamas, Chapman, Endeavors. The more and more I think about that core, and you have to have other players around them.
Yes.
I don't think that's a great core three. If I look at the core three of the other teams in the National League, just in general, just go National League, Phillies, Schwarber, Turner, Harper. You could put other guys in there, but that's who they're going to probably start with. Well, that core is better, right?
Yeah.
Lindor, Soto, Alonso. That core is better, right? Machado, Merrill, and Tatis. Is that core better?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right? Dodgers, we know. I hear you. It is a nice core. What I'm saying is it's a nice core, and you still have a long way to go because that core is so far away from these other cores. Like, that's the reality of where the Giants are at. And I was fooled into thinking they were a little farther along than they were.
Well, but I also don't think it's crazy to believe that they're that far behind. Like, what if Eldridge turns out to be a dude? You see a flash of it this season.
That could change everything.
And you pencil him in the middle of the order at first base alongside Devers, Adamas. Then that order might not be so bad.
I agree.
If they add to it in free agency this offseason? The one thing that the collapse of the last couple of months really hurts to me is their ability to sell this franchise to an impending free agent. Like, I thought that Rafael Devers and the acquisition, I don't know if it would catapult the Giants, but it would certainly keep them at a competitive level. You challenge for the wild card, you get in maybe, but you certainly go into next winter or this winter believing that someone is going to look at your team as appealing, like a potential, not maybe a Kyle Tucker, but a good name. Now, I do wonder if people are looking at the Giants and saying, well, what has really changed about them? That's why I think that the deadline is important for them to do something different than they have the last few years. They've just been a holding pattern, and this is, to me, the one opportunity they have to separate themselves, Posey does, from the prior regime.
Yeah, I don't know about these free agents and how they view the situation. Like, it only takes one, as they always say, but to your point, like, who wants to join a losing team? Who wants to join a team that doesn't feel joyless? Who wants to join a team where it feels like your offensive numbers are going to crater, you know? I think them hitting some sort of little optimism before the end of the year post-trade deadline is important. That I agree with. Having a little burn, having a little optimism is extremely important. I'm watching Adamas, like, dap it up with, you know, O'Neill Cruz and Cabrian Hayes and all those guys from the other team the other day. He does command a lot of respect around the league from a lot of different other dugouts. So I just wonder how influential he is in terms of enticing. But, like, he is far, like, a far cry from, like, Bryce Harper wants you.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to, I sound, like, almost ridiculous suggesting that.
No, but Philadelphia is a team that has shown an ability to court big-name free agents.
Absolutely.
The Dodgers the same. The Padres, meanwhile, the core that you talked about, two of those three guys are homegrown.
Yeah.
You know, Tatis came
with
the system.
Well, that was a great trade.
Merrill's an awesome prospect. And by the way, one of the few that they didn't give up. Like, that's part of it, too. The Giants, they have one prospect, in my mind, that is as close to untouchable as the term is. That's Eldridge. Everybody else should be on the table. Now, I don't think that they are going to use any of their best guys to go out and trade for someone. But if they, let's say they, if they don't think that Marco Luciano is going to contribute to this baseball team in 2027, why not see what he, along with someone else from your, you know, maybe it's a Yaz or a Flores, like that kind of package could net you something that you like. I don't think Posey, by the way, is beholden to any of these prior holdovers from the Farhan Zaidi era.
I agree. And if I see another Luciano AAA home run and everybody retweet it, my head's going to explode. Like, I just...
Well, that's all well and good, but he's going to DH?
No, I know. This goes back to the redundancy of the roster. Either bring him up and play him. I don't even know what position he is. Like, I legitimately don't know. Either bring him up and play him or move him. Like, I can't keep hearing about the same guys over and over. But to be fair, at one point, I said the same thing about Ramos, and they were like a week away from cutting Ramos, and look what he's become.
And this is from the 4-on-5 in the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Why would Robbie Ray want to stay with this defense behind him? Trade the guy. Well, he's going to want to stay because he's going to finish top 10 in Cy Young. I mean, he has had a
money.
Hell of a year.
That's why people want to
stay. Paid.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's getting paid. He's got one more year left on his deal. Like, that's I personally would be reluctant to give up on Ray a year early.
But I also acknowledge he's the guy that gets you the most back. It's tough. It's a really tough conundrum because I don't see how you're good in 2026 without a guy like Robbie Ray.
I mean, that's why I don't think a full fire sale is imminent. I could be wrong, but I think it took a lot for Posey to turn around and trade someone like Tyler Rogers, not because he's Billy Wagner, but because it signals to the team that we're not in it.
No.
We're not in it.
If you were going to go anywhere, it was going to be with him.
Yeah.
And he was going to be a big part of that. He, you know, Tyler Rogers, so controversial. And look, I had my frustrations with him. Miscast as a closer. He's a great reliever for them.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.